Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. After much hesitation in following the government's diktat on blocking accounts, spreading fake farmers' genocide hashtags and those sympathizing with Pakistan and Khalistan, Twitter has finally started blocking accounts that are spreading inflammatory and divisive comments, say government officials. Aadhar Poonawalla-led firm Rising Star Holdings is planning to acquire controlling stake in financial services company Magma FinCorp via open offer. Rising Star will buy 60% stake in Mumbai-based non-banking financial company in a ₹3,456 crore cash deal. The open offer is subject to receipt of statutory and other regulatory approvals. Oil rose on Wednesday, extending its rally for a ninth day, its longest winning streak in 2 years, supported by producer supply cuts and hopes vaccine rollouts will drive a recovery in demand. US crude inventories fell unexpectedly in the week, dropping 6.6 million barrels, according to the Energy Information Administration, compared with an expected 9,85,000 barrel increase forecast in a Reuters poll. Niche bike maker Royal Enfield may look at hiking prices from April in view of rising commodity prices, a top company official has said. The company, which is a part of Eicher Motors, has already increased prices by multiple times over the last 6 months. Investigators of the World Health Organization who were in China's Wuhan city to find out about the origin of coronavirus have found that the virus may have originated outside the country and brought to China through import of frozen foods. The team also rejected the theory that the virus may have leaked from a lab, calling it extremely unlikely and said further studies are not required on this. International passenger traffic fell by 90.56% to 18.55 lakh in March to December period of 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, as compared to the corresponding period of 2019, Civil Aviation Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said. Moreover, domestic passenger traffic fell to 3.77 crore in March to December period of 2020 from 11.99 crore in the corresponding period of 2019, the minister said. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye.